Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate that ride home this afternoon. We sure do. Something I want to... Let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories, and then we'll get into some business stories here in a second.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right. 5:11, News Radio 92.3. April is designated as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In honor, listen to what the city of Milton's doing. They have dyed the downtown fountain teal to remind victims that help is available. I saw a picture of this. Looks pretty cool. Milton, NAS, Whitingfield have partnered for Sexual Assault Awareness Month for the past 10 years. The hotline numbers for sexual assault awareness services in both counties, Scambia and Santa Rosa, 866-585-2040. Florida's DEP made a lot of people happy this week, releasing $25 million for regional water supply infrastructure projects. The funding for 13 projects go across the region will assist in water supply resilience, reduce water loss, ensure residents have dependable access to drinking water and essential resources for firefighting. And it is springtime, and for sale signs are popping up in front of homes across Northwest Florida. It is certainly not the cheapest or best time to buy a home. Average 30-year mortgage rate now 6.75%, which remains pretty high. Many analysts predict that mortgage rates will linger around that level for right now.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, our beloved Sunshine State being sued over a new immigration law. Some immigrants' rights groups filed suit yesterday in federal court in Miami over Senate Bill 4C. Now, that's a law that makes it illegal for undocumented immigrants to enter or reenter the state. The plaintiffs declared it is unconstitutional.
Okay, that makes sense for me. A woman potentially could be sued for wrongful death by the father of her unborn baby if she has an abortion under new legislation moving in the Florida legislature. Senate Bill 1284 has raised a lot of anxiety as it will potentially increase malpractice liability for doctors. Also gives parents the ability to sue health care providers for damages for a wrongful death of an unborn child.
And this is just a cautionary tale for you, for all parents out there. A Hardy County woman heading to prison for the hot car death of a child. A Polk County judge today sentenced Tracy Nix to 5 years for leaving a child unattended in a vehicle, causing great bodily harm. Her 7-month-old granddaughter, Uriel Shock, died in November of 2022 after Nix left her in the backseat of her car upon returning home from lunch with friends. I mean, we're seeing that weather tick up a bit. It was in the low 80s in Milton earlier today.
Yep.
You got to be on the lookout for that stuff.
Okay, 5:14, News Radio 92.3. Technology companies are identifying the first social media platforms that are covered under Florida's new law banning services for young teens, Snapchat and YouTube. The new filings submitted in U.S. District Court in Tallahassee relaunched the landmark legal case seeking to overturn the state law, which bans some social media accounts for teens younger than 16 or for 14 and 15-year-olds without a parent's permission.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants to give veteran law enforcement officers a hefty pay raise. He's proposing a 25% raise for seasoned officers. FHP says there are only 1,800 state troopers, but there are more than 7 million registered vehicles in the state. So far, there's no bill on DeSantis' proposal, and the legislative session ends on May 2nd.
Changes coming when it comes to the Canadians who like to visit the U.S. Well, did like to visit the U.S. Beginning in 8 days on April 11th, Canadians who stay in the state for more than 30 days will now have to register with the U.S. government.
All right.
That's a deterrent, I think.
That's one way to put it.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty.
We love to have you here. Come on. All right. But sign the form first.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And there is an accident reported on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. There is heavy congestion actually going both ways in that area there. so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77, low of 69.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 516 News Radio 92.3, stocks ending down as the fallout from tariffs shake up the markets. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks plunge with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 falling deeper into correction territory after President Trump unveiled his wide-ranging tariff plan. The president announcing sweeping tariffs of 10% on imports and much higher levies on about 60, including China and the European Union, fueling global recession fears. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and McDonald's. The worst Dow decliners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 1,679 points, the NASDAQ lower by 1,050, S&P 500 down 274. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And forecasters say the upcoming hurricane season will be another busy one. Researchers at Colorado State University calling for a slightly above average season with 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms of Category 3 or higher. CSU released its annual outlook today ahead of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which starts June 1st.
Okay, gotta just remind you, if you're thinking about doing the house or buying or selling, exercise. Mortgage rates higher today, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports the average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.75%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.14%.
All right. You know, I was just talking about the hurricane season. Well, no hurricanes will carry the names Helene, Milton, or Beryl ever again. The World Meteorological Organization this week retired the names, replacing them with Holly, Miguel, and Brianna. Hurricane names are repeated every 6 years, unless they are so deadly that their names are permanently pulled from the rotation.
Yeah, take them off. There's a mixed report on the job market. Jenny Casola has more on it.
Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined by 6,000 to 219,000. Assigned layoffs remain modest, though it appears to be harder to find a new job. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.9 million. It's the highest level since November of 2021. Separately, there were 564 former federal civilian employees filing for benefits March 22nd, a decline from the week before. However, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced 60% more cuts in March than February, with cuts dominated by the Department of Government Efficiency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
418 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes here.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, he is God. I encourage you to rejoice in him and give your life to him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Boy, the weather going across the middle part of the country is absolutely deadly. Dangerous flash floods and tornadoes have hit the Midwest and parts of the South. Here's Robert Ray reporting from Charleston, Missouri.
A flash flood emergency in so many different cities. But Paducah last night, where we spent and covered and reported last night, was equally as dangerous, as the tornado sirens went off for hours and winds were whipping sideways rain. The atmosphere looked like essentially just a lightning bolt nonstop for hours. And it was very dangerous as people took shelter on the first floors of any structures that they could, and damage this morning that we saw near the airport there. You have to be careful. Do not drive into these roads.
And former Vice President Mike Pence going to be presented with the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award. This is going to happen on May 4th in Boston. It's for his decision to certify Joe Biden's 2020 presidential victory on January 6, 2021. The presentation will be made at the Kennedy Library by Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of President JFK.
524 News Radio 92.3. New Jersey police arresting multiple alleged migrant criminals, including an 18-year-old linked to the death of a police officer. Alexis McAdams has more from Newark, New Jersey.
Officials say they have a huge problem with gang violence, and that's what this task force was all about, trying to crack down on that chaos here in Newark. Investigators say it's also part of a big push by the Trump administration to make America safe again. They went door to door here in New Jersey, trying to do everything they can to keep the area safe. The multi-agency team led by Alina Haba early yesterday morning targeting those known criminals, arresting three people. According to the New York Post, a sex offender and an alleged cop assaulter were hiding under a bed. They were also nabbed. This 18-year-old, who police say is a member of the Bloods street gang, was the main target. He was handcuffed and arrested.
And President Trump says the country is going to boom due to new global tariffs he announced yesterday. Speaking on the White House lawn, Trump said implementing the tariffs will result in $6 to $7 trillion coming into the country. And he said other countries have been taking advantage of the U.S. for years. The White House announced a baseline tariff rate of 10% that will go into effect on Saturday.
Okay, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is standing by his discussion to close a museum nobody went to. Here's Griff Jenkins.
It's just 1,600 square feet that cost $4 million to build last year, cost upwards of $600,000 to operate annually, and less than 2,000 have come since it opened. But one of the things that really stands out is on the key timeline history. You follow along, and it goes in the 90s all the way up to 2014, and skips from 2014 to January 20th, 2021, with President Biden at the Resolute desk.
And weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And a lot of backups. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards UWF's main campus, right as North Davis merges with Scenic Highway heading into Pace. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile heading towards I-10. As for the weather, got some backups. 75 degrees, low of 70 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77 and a low of 69.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Mexico is setting new guidelines to help stop childhood obesity and diabetes. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. A country that has one of the world's worst problems with obesity and diabetes also has new guidelines to help fight it off. Mexico officially launching a prohibition of junk food sales in its schools. Schools will now forbid any food or beverage displaying even a single black warning logo, package labeling that began in 2020, indicating the food is high in salt, sugar, calories, and fat. The country's tackling of childhood obesity and diabetes is also being watched by other world governments. UNICEF classifies Mexico's childhood obesity epidemic as an emergency. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study says a shingles vaccine may protect against dementia. The study published Wednesday in the journal Nature looked at data from over 280,000 older adults in the UK and found that those who were vaccinated for shingles were 20% less likely to develop dementia than those who were not. A previous study had found an association between the shingles vaccine and a lower risk of dementia in women, but this is the first study to include people who were not vaccinated.
Okay, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is setting fitness standards for members in the military, regardless of their gender. Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Military matters.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a 60-day review of military combat arms standards to include the physical fitness tests for those who serve in the infantry to ensure no exceptions are made for female service members. Women were allowed to serve in combat roles starting in 2015. Then Army Chief General Mark Milley ordered the fitness standards for men and women to be exactly the same. Several years later, when women were failing the fitness tests at an alarming rate, the Army, under a new chief, decided to change the standards so that women did not have to lift as much or run as fast as men competing for combat roles. In the Marines, men must complete a 1.5-mile run in 13 and a half minutes, while women have 15 minutes. There are also different push-up and pull-up requirements. The Hegseth memo mandates physical fitness requirements, quote, must be sex-neutral based solely on the operational demands of the occupation and the readiness needed to confront any adversary. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
And the CDC's in vitro fertilization team is being gutted amid mass layoffs at the Department of Health. The group tracked how well IVF is working across the United States, and they were fired Tuesday, just a week after President Trump declared himself the fertilization president while touting efforts to expand IVF.
Okay, White House denies reports that Elon Musk is going to exit his role with Doge in the next couple of weeks, claiming everything is going along just fine. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
The White House is calling that report fake news, especially the lines that implied that this impending departure would be a response to Musk becoming a political liability. Politico had called this a reversal from a month ago when unnamed White House sources were saying things that sounded like Musk would be here for the long haul, potentially forever. But Musk told us himself in that interview just last month that he didn't think he'd need to stay past his 130 days as a special government employee.
I think we will have accomplished most of the work required to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion within that time frame.
President Trump echoed the same in the Oval Office.
So it begs the question, who was the one that said he was going to step away?
Not going down that hole.
who said it and why?
All right. Senator Ashley Moody, along with Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Scott Franklin, introducing the Defending Domestic Orange Juice Production Act, an agricultural platform supporting Florida citrus growers by updating regulations and cutting those red tape. Change will help those growers who have dealt with major hardships, such as hurricanes. Yeah, they took it on the chin. Mm-hmm. Sports coming up in 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump on board Air Force One this evening, reacting to the stock market sell-off in response to his tariffs.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected. Where this is a patient that was very sick. We really inherited a terrible economy.
The Dow falling almost 1,700 points. Democrats say tariffs are attacks on Americans. And severe storms and tornadoes ripping across the Midwest and the South, leaving at least 8 people dead over the last 24 hours. 6 in Tennessee, 1 in Missouri, and 1 in Indiana.
A flash flood emergency in so many different cities. Equally as dangerous as the tornado sirens went off for hours and winds were whipping sideways rain.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. More storms possible through the rest of the week. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The impacts of President Trump's tariffs were felt on Wall Street, with a major sell-off affecting the three major averages that lost between 4 and 6% today. The Dow down nearly 1,700 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 274, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost more than 1,000. Chip-making shares lost big today, too. Although the sector was excluded from the latest levies, duties targeting the sector, however, are still on the way, according to multiple sources. Shares of Broadcom and Micron Technology were down 10 and 15% respectively today. A surge in federal government job cuts is contributing to a historic pace for announced layoffs in March, exceeded only by when the country shut down in 2020 for the COVID pandemic. That sentiment coming from a report by job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. U.S. crude oil futures for May falling 7% under $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Some are saying that teams picking early in the NFL draft should pass on Cam Ward and Shador Sanders and wait until next year to take a swing at Arch Manning. One problem, though. Adam Schefter recently said there's no guarantee that Arch will declare for the draft next season. So even if Arch lives up to the hype this college football season, and especially with the current climate of NIL and how particular the Manning family could be, I wouldn't be shocked if you have to wait a little bit longer for Arch. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi. Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow, but okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this horrible story out of Walton County where a sheriff's deputy winds up getting shot and killed while doing something incredibly ordinary, trespassing somebody off of a business property. Awful story. Absolutely horrible. We also talked about comments by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright about Tallahassee and them failing to properly govern and really making it a challenge to run counties. You can listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like
nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon, and it's a real good one, too. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We're going to jump into the top three trending stories in just a second here. We're going to get into sports, but I just want to remind everybody, if you're heading over to the beach today, don't forget, double red flags are flying along the island. The Gulf is closed to swimming this afternoon, so I don't think about that. Let's go ahead now. Austin, if you don't mind, top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County, discussing four options for the potential future of the Pensacola Bay Center during today's Commissioner's Committee of the Whole workshop. Price tags for the four concept designs ranging from $22 to $104 million. Commissioners also looking to include additional facilities to the property, like a practice ice rink and an event center. Escambia Public Schools hosting an in-person teacher hiring event. This is going to happen on May 3rd at Washington High School. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels are available for the 25-26 school year. School administrators and staff will be conducting those interviews. New teachers' starting salary, around $48,300. And changes are coming to the West Florida Public Libraries. Migration to the new software program right now underway. The access to library accounts and online catalogs are unavailable. The migration will be completed sometime later this month.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, the Valero Texas Open is underway. This week's PGA Tour event is going down at TPC San Antonio. Akshay Bhatia won last year's event, and he is in the field once again. Minwoo Lee won last week's Houston Open and is sitting out this week.
Okay, Saturday, April 12th, mark those calendars. Pensacola Beach is the site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. That event takes place at Casino Beach. The event draws local, regional, and national firefighters from across the country. Registration now open at PensacolaSports.org/PennBeachFirefighters.
And the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets, continues, with the Final Four on Saturday. Well, Westwood One sports coverage of the tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And you can also get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola, of course, being your home for March Madness this basketball season.
5:40, 20 before 6 this afternoon's flying by.
Mm-hmm.
News Radio 92.3. Fans lined up around a Texas liquor store hours ahead of a visit from Hulk Hogan,
all right,
who's promoting his new Real American brand of beer. Well, here's Angela Shen in Cedar Park with more.
I got 2 hours of sleep.
Ryan Flores was first in line. He got there at 7 a.m. That's 8 hours ahead of the event. A committed fan.
I got in trouble a lot in school for shouting Hogan quotes, and my teachers like, go to the principal's office. I'm like, well, you don't know what you're gonna do, brother.
Fans got to take pictures with him and get a signed case of beer. But Hulk Hogan hasn't been without controversy. He was booed off stage earlier this year at an event in California. At a meet and greet in upstate New York a few weeks ago, fans were upset when he left early.
And the Dodgers now hold the record for the best start to a season by a defending World Series champ in Major League Baseball history. The previous record belonged to the 1933 Yankees, who started the season 7-0. The Dodgers are now 8-0 after sweeping the Atlanta Braves at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday night. The Dodgers won 6-5 after Shohei Ohtani hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning. Dodgers swept the Cubs in Japan, then swept the Tigers and Braves at home. Now they head out on the road, starting in Philadelphia tomorrow.
You know, I thought that guy who did the Hulk Hogan imitation sounded pretty good.
Not ready, brother.
Yeah. You have to add a gruffness to your voice brother at the end of everything.
Yeah, it's right. Brother. Tampa Bay Rays. Of course they need a new roof after the stadium got ripped up during the hurricane. Jared Max has more.
After the home stadium of the Tampa Bay Rays, Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, was severely damaged by Hurricane Milton last October, it forced the Major League team to scramble to find a stadium to play this season. The Rays went with Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home for the Yankees, in Tampa. Next season, though, the Rays hope to be back at the Trop. The St. Petersburg City Council voted 7-1 Thursday to allocate $22.5 million to pay for a new roof. St. Petersburg Mayor Beth Herendine said, "By getting started when we start, it builds us the leeway and the opportunity to get it done in time." The city hopes construction on the new roof at Tropicana Field can start in June. The material of the roof will be thicker than the previous version. Once it is installed, other repairs inside the stadium can be made. Jared Max, Fox News.
And USA Fencing is quite controversially disqualifying a female athlete for refusing to fight a transgender opponent. Stephanie Turner discarded her mask and took a knee ahead of her bout against Redmond Sullivan at an NCAA event in Maryland last weekend. And Turner told the ref, quote, "I'm sorry, I cannot do this. I am a woman and this is a man and this is a women's tournament." USA Fencing said in a statement that its responsibility is to ensure all athletes compete under the same rules, and its goal is to expand access to the sport of fencing and create inclusive, safe spaces.
We will hear a lot more from that story as it continues to develop. Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin, another step closer to making history in hockey. Joe Morgan has more on the story.
Alex Ovechkin is a hat trick away from history. Ovechkin moved to within 3 goals of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record on Wednesday, scoring goal number 892 of his career. The 39-year-old scored in the second period of the Capitals' 5-1 loss to the Hurricanes. Despite missing 16 games due to a broken fibula, Ovechkin is 1 goal away from reaching 40 in a season for the 14th time in his career, which is also a record. After lighting the lamp Tuesday night against the Bruins, Ovechkin has scored in back-to-back regular season games for the 60th time. The Capitals have 7 games remaining for Ovechkin to pass the great one. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. And also, Wanted to just let you know, because I was talking about March Madness earlier, I said that the Final Four does get underway on Saturday. That is going to be first with Auburn and Florida. I believe the official tip for that game is going to be 5:09 in the afternoon, of course, on CBS. That's going to be followed up on also on CBS at 7:49, Houston and Duke.
Yeah, but don't watch them until after 7 o'clock. Just put your DVR on.
Why is that?
Because I want them to listen to the show tomorrow.
It's Saturday.
Well, I want them to listen to the station Saturday. Yeah, yeah. DVR that thing. Blue Wahoo's prepping for the 25 season with new baseball and food concession items, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront on the main concourse. By the way, can you believe it? Season's here. Wahoos begin the season tomorrow, hosting the Shuckers 6:05. First pitch goes out at Wahoo Stadium.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Still got some heavy congestion going both north and south on Pine Forest Road. This is between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. Very heavy congestion in that area. Once again, that is in both lanes. Also have some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and some on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77, low of 60.
Okay, just got an updated forecast from Janice Dean over at Fox. Several states, if you can rank 0172 for me, several states in the Midwest and the Mid-South are under a flood watch as severe weather continues. A lot of damage. I just cannot believe what this storm is doing. Here's Janice Dean from the Fox Weather Center.
We have a weather emergency underway for many states with the potential for life-threatening catastrophic flash flooding for cities across the central U.S. through the Ohio Valley and Mid-South. Over a foot of rain will fall through Sunday, filling up rivers and streams and bringing torrential downpours. Meanwhile, severe weather also ongoing for the next few days with large hail, damaging winds, and strong tornadoes. Behind this system, a snowstorm is unfolding for sections of the Rockies through the central and northern high plains. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams launching his reelection campaign as an independent. Adams released a video this morning, one day after a federal judge dismissed charges against him, saying that he is going to forego the Democratic Party. The mayor says the dismissal of the case dragged on too long, making it impossible for him to mount a primary campaign. The mayor went on to say that he believes the city is better served by truly independent leadership.
548 News Radio 92.3. Gas prices heading up a little bit here this week. State average for unleaded regular, $3.22 per gallon. Operative word there, state average. Escambia County, a low of $2.73 was posted on West 9 Mile Road. $2.83 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at Raceway on Davis Highway.
And President Trump firing three National Security Council staffers. The firings happened Thursday. The dismissals followed a meeting between President Trump and conservative activist Laura Loomer, who reportedly presented opposition research on several NSC officials. The decision to fire the staffers comes after that National Security Advisor Mike Waltz mistakenly added a journalist to a Signal chat discussing sensitive military operations in Yemen.
Okay, don't forget this. I want you to put this on your calendar. The Pensacola Interstate Fair is accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant. The deadline is next Friday. That's the 11th. The Fair Selection Committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds. This will assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
All righty. And ICE is releasing a Venezuelan man trying to give his brother a life-saving kidney transplant. Jose Gregorio Gonzalez has spent the last month in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Indiana. He was detained after accompanying his brother to a kidney dialysis appointment. Gonzalez has been his brother's caregiver ever since coming to the U.S. a year ago.
New rules are taking effect for delivery app drivers in Boston. Here's Lillian Wu.
Boston is cracking down on some delivery drivers and the companies they work for in a push to improve road and pedestrian safety. The new ordinance passed by the Boston City Council in an 11-2 vote comes amid reports and concerns about dangerous delivery driving, including people on scooters, driving on sidewalks, or driving the wrong way. The legislation, which goes into effect in 9 months, would require large third-party delivery apps such as DoorDash and Uber Eats to obtain permits in order to operate within the city. UPS, FedEx, and Amazon are exempt. It also will not apply to small businesses or restaurants that make their own deliveries and apps that primarily deliver orders for grocery and convenience stores. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a judge in the UK ordering President Trump to pay the legal fees of the company he sued over the so-called Steele dossier. In 2022, Trump sued the media consultant firm founded by Christopher Steele, a former MI6 agent who released a dossier on Trump months before the 2016 election. It alleged the Trump campaign had close ties to the Russian government. Last year, the London judge tossed out the case against Steele's company, Orbis Business Intelligence, and today ruled that Trump has to pay $820,000 in Steele's legal fees.
550, News Radio 92.3, 10 away from 6. As the Trump administration develops offshore wind projects, one of the country's biggest wind energy companies doubling down here in Pensacola. Last week, it was a GE Vernova that announced that new customer experience center as part of a $70 million local investment the company has made in, since 2023. About 20% of the plant's current workforce are veterans. GE officials say in the ongoing expansion is poised to play a central role in the nation's energy future.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business headlines for you. And maybe if there's time, we'll squeeze in a pop culture note or two, just something a bit more frivolous as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, just ahead of this month's tax day deadline, didn't want to bring that up. Not far away. What is it, like 11 days or something like
that? Yeah, you don't want to be that guy bringing up taxes.
No. New Fox News poll finding that most Americans think they're just paying too much in taxes. Tanja J. Powers has an explanation for us.
The latest Fox News poll finds that 59% of voters say the taxes they're paying are too high, down from a record 64% last year. The survey also found that more voters believe rich people aren't paying enough in taxes. 45% say the wealthy aren't paying their fair share. That's up from 34% in 2019. The poll also asked voters about their frustrations surrounding income taxes and found that 26% say they're bothered by how the government spends our tax money, and 12% are bothered by the amount of taxes paid. 7% of voters were frustrated with the complexity of the tax system, as well as with people not paying at all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the money transferring service Zelle is shutting down its app. Services provided by Zelle will still be available, but the company had warned of the shutdown after announcing only 2% of transactions were done through their app. Anyone who uses it should have received notifications through various email and in-app notifications, according to the company. Users will have to re-enroll through their participating bank or credit union to continue using Zelle services.
Been there, done that. No, thank you. The Trump administration planning to stick by the president on his tariffs. Peter Ducey up at the White House has more for us.
This is not a negotiation. According to the folks here, this is the president's new policy. He's wanted tariffs like this for a very, very long time, and now they are betting that things will turn around quickly. The tariffs are not going to go higher than they are because President Trump says the operation is over. The patient lived and is healing. The prognosis is that the patient will be far stronger, bigger, better, and more resilient than ever before. Make America great again. Around the world, though, various leaders are scrambling to soften the blows to their economies. And around D.C., Democrats are scratching their heads.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Maybe some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Also, still have a lot of backups on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling southbound, coming from 9 Mile heading towards I-10, but also traveling northbound from I-10 back to Pine Forest. So that, back to 9 Mile. So that entire situation on Pine Forest Road is still heavily congested. Again, if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 or northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we've got issues going both ways there. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70. Tomorrow, going to be similar temperature-wise, high of 77, low of 69.
Okay, the Blues had their first flights above NAS Pensacola on Wednesday afternoon. A very short flight, may I add. The practice session drew a massive crowd along the flight line. The base had to shut down the West Gate because it reached capacity in the museum parking lots. The next practice session, mark it down. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, weather permitting.
All righty. And Vice President Vance says a TikTok deal will be reached before its Saturday deadline. That's what he said in an interview with Fox News. This after President Trump had a closed-door meeting with his top aides to talk about potential investors. Of course, Chinese-based ByteDance was granted a 75-day extension from its original January 19th deadline to divest or face a permanent U.S. ban.
Okay, the Associated Press reporting the U.S. government is banning government personnel in China from intimate relationships with the locals.
Mm.
Otherwise, don't date the girls. This is crazy. CJ Papa has more on it.
If you work for Uncle Sam in China, it's now a no-no to enter into a romantic or sexual relationship with Chinese citizens. That includes your family members or contractors with security clearances. The goal is to stop so-called honeypot scandals. That's when someone uses romance or sex for political or monetary reasons. U.S. diplomats and intelligence experts say that Beijing continues to aggressively use that tactic to access American secrets. The new policy covers U.S. missions in mainland China, including the embassy in Beijing and several consulates. It also covers the American consulate in the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. It does not apply to U.S. personnel stationed outside China. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And we've heard a lot about country artist Morgan Wallen recently. Well, he's claiming that he avoids going to bars. He said on this past weekend with Theo Vaughn that he hasn't stepped foot in a bar since his arrest last year in Nashville. The star was arrested and charged after allegedly throwing a chair from a six-story rooftop of the building. The chair landed next to a pair of Metro Nashville police officers on the sidewalk below. That's appropriate. Wallen pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor charges and has since stated that he's not proud of his previous behavior. And yeah, you know, people clown him, and I don't think he's the most mature guy, but at least he's saying, hey, listen, I've clearly got a problem. I'm clearly kind of reckless when I drink. I'm not really good moderately when it comes to that. So he's staying away from it. Good for him.
Yeah, it is good for him. And besides, he's one heck of a great artist.
He is. He's a big deal.
Las Vegas, MS-13 gang leader, linked to 11 murders, is arrested on New York's Long Island. Gary Baumgarten has details from NYC.
Federal prosecutors say the gang member had been on the run for 4 years. Joel Vargas Escobar, who goes by the name Momia, was arrested by FBI agents on warrants charging him in the murders in Nevada and California. A Salvadoran national, Vargas Escobar is in the country illegally. His arrest comes as the Trump administration cracks down on violent illegal migrants in the United States. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And The Doors paying tribute to the actor who played the band's late frontman Jim Morrison in the 1991 biopic. On social media, The Doors called Val Kilmer a truly gifted actor and said that his powerful performance as Jim in The Doors helped helped introduce the band's story and music to a new generation through the film. The Post also said Kilmer's dedication to portraying Jim left a lasting impression and that he'll always be a part of The Doors' story.
Yeah, he did a great job as Jim Morrison, and That's what I think I'll remember him from, is it being really a talented guy.
Right.
Sad passing. Val Kilmer passing at 65.
Right. And honestly, I've seen photos of him like doing promotional shots for the Doors film. And golly, I didn't know how much I never noticed how much he looked like Jim Morrison.
You know, it was an amazing role.
Yeah.
And what can I say? It was one of those roles that you never will forget, Val Kilmer. And he did a lot of other good things, too. I mean, but I'm just saying, The Doors. Great, great movie. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to wrap it for this hour. Austin and I will come back in about 12 minutes. Appreciate you listening. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.